Fisherman Eddie Perez was selling tanners from his boat, the Vero Victoria, on Monday morning. He had about 500 crabs on board when he pulled up to the dock, and he expected to sell out by noon.
Everybody's been really excited, happy that local fishermen are offering to the community, and it's been going pretty good.
Kodiak's tanner crab season started last Monday, 2 weeks after the scheduled opener, when the entire fleet refused to go fishing because of low prices from local processors. And after a few early days of heavy rain and fog, the clouds parted and fishing went fast. Kodiak's tanner crab fishery is divided into three main sections. The biggest is the east side, which has a harvest level of 4 million pounds of tanners this year. 99 vessels had been fishing on the east side of the island since fishermen set their gear last week. That entire quota was caught by the weekend, and Alaska's Department of Fish and Game closed the area Sunday afternoon. Fishing is slowing down in other areas, too. Fish and Game announced that the fishery's southeast section would close Monday evening. Just about a quarter of the quota in the fishery's southwest section was left as of Monday. This year's harvest level for Kodiak's entire tanner crab fishery is 5.8 million pounds, more than five times the size of last year. Biologists from Fish and Game expected this year's big quota to be the peak of a cohort they've been watching since 2018. But Perez says he's optimistic about the years to come.
By what I saw, I think we got a couple more seasons, healthy seasons coming for us.
Meanwhile, more than a dozen boats were sitting on anchor just outside the downtown harbor on Monday. Word on the dock was that wait times to tie up at one of the local processors was 4 to 5 days. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.